Folks, here's a guy that probably doesn't want to talk to me right now, but is going to talk to me anyways. It's been a crazy year, a crazy month, you name it, how long it takes to put a race on. Richard Boyclair from Max Speed. Richard, the race is here. I know you guys are going through some crazy stuff to get it here, and obviously it's going to be a pretty hectic week for you. How are you holding up right now?
Pretty good. It's good. It's a great time to talk because it takes me away a little bit from just having another heart attack. it's a lot of work, but you know what? People don't feel the pain that we're going through to put this thing together, and all I see are smiles. And last night's party to kick it off with the fireworks and everything, tire changing contest. People are just come and shook our hands and said, this is the best kickoff we've ever had. And this morning when people were sitting down in the grandstands, you had 2,000 people to look at the raffle, and it's still going on. I think it's a great start. We're very happy.
You know, people are obviously going to see all the images that we'll have on ekartingnews.com. The track looks fantastic. The grandstand, that's a major league grandstand. We're not talking about a small one. It's a huge grandstand. A lot of stuff put together here. This place looks amazing.
You know what? That's where we spent a lot of time and effort. My brother, who's been to all the grand finals, spent the whole week dressing up this place. And you're right. Yeah, it does look incredible. And I can't wait for next Saturday when we're going to kick off the finals. I think that the national anthem, we're trying to put something very special together. And you're right. It just looks amazing.
You know, let's take away from the event itself. Obviously, a lot of work from the event. Let's take the Max Speed hat off. Let's put on the Team USA hat. You got to be pretty excited. We're going to spend a lot of time, obviously, in that part of the paddock. But those drivers are focused. They're fired up. They're ready to go. I think we may see a couple of these guys challenged for race wins.
I hope so. I mean, these guys, they spend the whole year preparing for this. And we got some guys that have a lot of experience, and especially in the junior and senior. I mean, I think we got some solid drivers. I think Ashley could, I hope she can surprise the world with Juan Carrera. I think we got a very good team. Plus, on top of that, we're going to have an extra 50 micro mini drivers. So a total of 74 Team USA drivers. So it's going to be quite a show.
You know, coming off of last year's deal where there were maybe a little bit of chemistry issues, this year I think the chemistry is actually really good. I know that we had a chance to already talk with Scott Falcone. We've spoke with Alan Rudolph. I think that the Masters drivers, DD2 Masters drivers, are really going to work together this year. I think that whole feeling of team and working together, realizing at the end you're going to be battling it out against each other for the win. But the teamwork thing, I think these guys finally understand that if they can work together, they can find the setup they need to be really fast come Saturday.
It's funny you talk about this, because when I started this, when I started 3 years ago, the first one we did in LA, we had team meetings in the morning, and my working life, I've always worked really hard in trying to build a team environment. And I realized after that, the first time we did it in LA, that I realized that when you try to push it, it doesn't work. So we laid off the team effort, and all of a sudden they're coming together. I think what they do good is when they focus on the racing. This is not a team sport. So when they focus by themselves on what they have to do, they know what they have to do. They've done it nonstop. But by not trying to push the team effort, it comes by itself.
No, we'll cap things off here with you, and I will tell you right now, obviously a lot of work going into this. On behalf of everybody, congratulations and thank you very much for what you've done. This is obviously an amazing, amazing thing to have here in the United States, to be able to have this race here. It takes a lot to get it here, twice or three times as much to make it happen, but thank you for doing it.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it.